is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, and you want to share it with our listeners, you just punch it up in this show prep. You submit it to show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then comes up for vote. Anyone can vote on it. You can vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning more people are going to see what you've suggested, including us. We'll be more likely to talk about it on the air. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to get back into your phone calls here in just a moment. I want to make sure we tell this the full story on what happened. For those of you just tuning in, here in Keene, New Hampshire, 2 days ago, a man set himself on fire. He killed himself. He was not saved. Killed himself in front of the Superior Court building, and it was over a decade of just a very difficult situation for him dealing with this court, where the court essentially was refusing to allow him to see his kids even after he'd been found not guilty. He was accused of a simple assault for slapping his daughter in the mouth back at the turn of the century. He was found not guilty and thought he was going to get his kids back. But unfortunately, the man in the robe told him he could only see his kids if he was if he would pass through counseling at the same
domestic
agency.
Violence counseling when he was found not guilty of domestic violence.
Well, he wasn't even accused of domestic violence. He was accused of simple assault and was found not guilty of that. But he was originally a call on domestic violence. The police responded as though it was domestic violence. That's why he was arrested in the first place, because the police said, well, it's a domestic violence call and we have to arrest somebody. So they arrested somebody. And in many cases, a lot of domestic violence cases, police, so-called domestic violence, they'll show up and both people will say, no, everything's okay, we're fine. But they'll arrest somebody anyway because they're the state. They have the ability to just charge people with stuff, even if the individual who is allegedly acted against doesn't want them to.
I'm in that same district where I live, which is a little different than Keene. It appears anyway, because that's where I'm going to be going to court for my traffic violation. And the same officer that pulled me over yesterday was the same one that came to my house back in December when my son called the police for domestic abuse on me. And so those two officers came to my house, and as I'd mentioned before, I didn't let them in. So I have mentioned before how helpful Pete Ayer and Adamo Freeman have been with their from Liberty on Tour with their cop block videos and everything, and how they repeat themselves over and over again. Am I being detained? Am I under arrest? And am I free to go, etc.?
I wonder why you didn't get arrested. I wonder if it's because it was a minor that made the call.
Well,
because normally it's they arrest somebody if they're on a domestic violence call.
Right. The only thing I can think of is because I didn't let them into my home, they didn't see any evidence of abuse, and had they gone inside, they would have seen furniture broken.
I see.
And
that's a good point.
Yeah, and Faisal was beaten and a little bit, and so was his brother. They had gotten into a fight.
So it would have looked like you might have done that.
Right, and so the cops did, keep us outside, or I walked in and out, but the boys talked to them for an hour and a half, and my older son said, hey, do you have brothers? And the cops both said yes. They said, well, okay, this is my brother, and we got into it, all right, that's it. And so by the end, the one cop was just wanting to get out of there so bad, and he said verbatim, this is a family matter.
Right. So back to the story with this guy. He's found not guilty. He figured he was going to get access to his kids again. But the man in the robe was preventing that from happening because he hadn't gone to counseling, which he'd been ordered to go to counseling with the same agency that had suggested that his wife involved the police in the first place. They had told her that she was going to be arrested if she didn't. So they kind of threatened her to some extent.
Scared her.
Scared her of possibly losing her kids entirely if she didn't call the police. So this guy didn't want to go to counseling with this agency, and he made it clear to the court that he was not accepting that, and that he wanted the court to make the decision, not this this other agency that has nothing to do with the courts. It's just that the courts team up with them to send them these domestic cases.
And the court had already found that the accuser, the Monadnock Family Services, was wrong in the first place.
Well, the accuser was the state of New Hampshire. It was the police who made the arrest for supposed domestic violence.
So he was found not guilty of anything,
and he was found
and
not
then
guilty.
Turn around and is being punished anyway.
Right. So, again, he's been divorced at this point, as I understand, although she still uses his last name. So maybe the divorce didn't go, I don't know what the hell
that
is.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's weird. Okay.
My mom still uses my dad's last name.
Okay.
He's
so, yeah.
Been divorced for 25 years.
Yeah, then I'm pretty sure that the divorce has gone through at that point. So, you know, at this point, he's just trying to get to see his kids, and he's not allowed to do it with this with an unsupervised visit. Even though he's been able to do it with his son, he can't see his two daughters. And he doesn't want to go to Monadnock Family Services, and I can't say I blame him, because he doesn't trust them, and they're the ones that made this situation worse. And the court refuses to pawn it off on anybody else. They say you can only go to this one place that you don't want to go to, and if you don't want to go there, then, you know, you're screwed, buddy. Sorry, you don't get to see your kids until they turn 18. And so that's what he was living with. He was living with that. At one point, he sues Monadnock Family Services in 2006. So there's like three different court cases that I went and I looked at the other day. He sues Monadnock Family Services for multiple reasons, basically saying they gave, you know, legal advice when they shouldn't.
It sounds like a good suit.
That they gave misinformation and that, you know, they misled his wife at the time. And he had a few different points that he made. And basically, the court kicked it back in his face for statute of limitations.
Oh, yeah, it's too long.
Yeah,
it's
sorry. Yeah, we ruined your life, and it's been more than a few years, so you can't sue these people. So the court ruled to dismiss the case, and if that's what
they drug this on for two freaking years.
Yeah.
So by the time he gets an opportunity to, because then it takes a while for him to get found not guilty. I mean, at the very least,
right.
The statute of limitations should have been started on the day that he was found not guilty, not on the
Good
day
point.
Of the occurrence.
So that's a frustration, right? Like, he can't do anything against this agency, so he loses that one.
No remedy for the victim.
It's just so bad, and he points this out in his last statement, is that everything's made worse in these cases when the man and the wife are split up, because it used to be that she used to get all of his income. Now she only gets a portion of it because of the child support payments, which he was making, by the way. At one point, you can see in the case file, there's evidence of him making child support payments of like $200 a week or a month, or I don't know what it was, but it was several payments in a specific order. But he was making payments until he lost his job in 2009. With a car dealership.
Hmm? Hard to make payments.
Correct. Hard to make payments. You're not getting any money in. And so I guess he continued to not have a job, from what I understand, and so therefore was unable to make payments to assist with the kids' medical care and that sort of thing. And clearly that's an upsetting thing to his former wife, who then at this point, around April of this year, filed a motion for a hearing on contempt of court.
Getting the state involved. Once again.
Again, exactly. As though somehow the state is going to be able to squeeze money from a stone because he doesn't have anything. So she files this for this hearing. The court grants it. The court sends out notice to him saying, June 24th, that's this next Friday, it's a week from today, June 24th, you need to be here for a hearing on contempt of court. And in her original motion for it, she says she wants the court to put him in jail. Put him in jail. Get the money from him. If he doesn't have the money, put him in jail until he can pay it. Now, how the hell is that supposed to happen? How are you supposed to make $2,000 from inside a jail cell?
I guess the assumption is that you've got the money hidden somewhere, mm-hmm. I suppose buried in a little treasure chest out in the backyard, and of course every unemployed person has one of these, and that you'll go get your friend Jim to dig it up for you.
It's nuts. Crazy. You cannot make money while you're in jail. And so this man was facing an indefinite period of detention. Because it's contempt of court. You can be held forever on contempt of court charges. It's contempt of court. He's looking at possibly the rest of his life behind bars. That's the way he saw it, I'd imagine. With the complete inability to make any payments because he didn't have a job.
And to not be there for his kids.
To not be able to be there for his kids. He hasn't seen his daughters in a long time in any sort of an unsupervised manner. And he took his life. He decided he would rather burn himself alive and continue to be subjected to this so-called justice system.
Live free or die.
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see. see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features that we give to you there. Listening options. We've got broadband and dial up streams and they offer to you the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. So anytime you want to tune in, you can do that over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also get information about our 104 great radio stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, our free to air KU band channel, and the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details on how to get Free Talk Live in your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is just days away. Just over the weekend. This is it. It's kicking off on Monday. But if you can't make it out Monday, don't worry. If you can only make it up for Saturday, you should come up for Saturday. Because the whole thing is just a great time. As much of it that you can attend, you should. Because liberty-minded people, people who understand what freedom's all about, are going to be together at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's going to be everything from family fun activities to more adult-themed parties to games and contests to all kinds of things. I mean, musical performances. I heard there's 25 performing acts that will be there this year.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. There's going to be a dance party, as I understand it, multiple dance parties. There's going to be Buzz's big gay dance party, or bigger a gay dance party this year, and also the Unts, that kind of Unts. The music, the electronic music party, which is
I think that's
happening.
Really clever, by the way. I'm really impressed with that.
Yeah, so there's a lot more happening besides that. There's going to be a dunk tank. I will be on the dunk tank at some point, as will you, Mark, from what I understand.
Yeah. There's going to be a roast, too, right?
That'll be fun. That's right. Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio is going to be roasted. And So come on out and join the fun and meet some of the most amazing people. If you've heard about some of the folks that we've talked about on the air here, like John Kurtz from Orlando, who's helping out with the civil disobedience that's going on down there, Adam Kokesh from D.C., who is involved in civil disobedience there with the dance party.
Catherine Bleich and John Bush are coming
out. They're coming out, too. So, it's going to be a civil disobedience superstar event. There's actually going to be a panel on civil disobedience. There's going to be a panel on where to move in New Hampshire, where they're going to pit the Manchester and Grafton and Keene people against one another, and it's going to be fun. And so it's going to be a good time. So lots going on. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. To get registered, you can use our discount code to save 20%. Our code is FREETALKLIVE. It's all run together as one word with no spaces. Go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. We're expecting probably about 1,000 people at the Porkypine Freedom Festival.
Which is about 200 more than last year, right?
Yep. I mean, it's not all done yet. We'll see. Maybe it'll be more than 1,000, maybe slightly under, but it's going to be big. It's going to be a good time. And, I forgot to mention the agorist businesses. You'll be able to buy food and other products from people who haven't begged permission from the state. Mm-hmm. And food just tastes better when you know it was made by free people. So come on out and join the fun. Porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls. Man set himself on fire here in Keene, New Hampshire on Wednesday because the court system basically destroyed his life. And let's go to you and your thoughts, Mike, listening in Norfolk. By the way, if you want the full story on that, I reported on it over at freekeene.com. It's actually pretty far down the page because there's been a lot of other things going on. But if you search for Thomas James Ball, self-immolated, you'll find it there. I'm sure you could probably look for Thomas James Ball on Google as well. But anyway, Mike in Norfolk, listening to WTAR, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, and thank you so much for the great public service that you're doing by giving us the details on this story. You have a partner in this whole enterprise of bringing to light the plight of abused men here in America, the hidden side of the domestic violence issue. Your friend in this enterprise is Jim Bohannon. He recently did a show on this subject featuring...
Jim Bohannon is not my friend, but he is someone who works in the industry.
Yeah, we sat next to him at the Tucker's Media Seminar.
I shook his hand and met him, and that's the extent that I know Jim Bohannon. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, great. Well, the book Abused Men by investigative reporter Philip Cook... was discussed on his program earlier this month, and Philip Cook, in this book, it includes a 40-page review of current laws and how this issue is handled, and he goes into the whole issue of mediation services and the whole thing there. But I just wanted you and your audience to be aware that he has formed an organization, a 501c3 organization, to help people understand more about this issue. It's called SaveServices.org, or if they would like to hear the program in which he discussed the issue for an hour with Jim Bohannon, it's at jimbotalk.net.
Okay, so what do you think, I mean, beyond just plugging things?
Well, this definitely is the greatest travesty of our time, how American courts handle American fathers and husbands. And I think that...
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that the American court system is a travesty on its own, and how they handle every human being that is put into the system that... You know, doesn't deserve the treatment.
But
that
I'd
they
agree
get.
That they're milking, they're milking fathers for what they can get out of them, and I think that it's, you know, it makes a lot of men crazy. It makes them crazy.
Absolutely, no question about that. And you know, what a surprise that you should have met Jim Bohannon at the Talkers Convention, and I hope you will. Tell us what was your most surprising. I'm particularly interested in Mark's comment on this. What his most surprising discovery was as a result of attending that convention?
I don't know that I was surprised by much. I mean, it was a convention. Things happen.
It's business. I mean, we go for and to meet industry movers and shakers and decision makers.
I was wondering what was going to happen with Alex Jones and how he was going to handle his speech.
I can't say I was surprised by Alex Jones's speech. It was pretty much what I expected.
I was kind of, like it could have gone either way for me, and you know, it was interesting. So basically,
Surprised by. Thanks for the call, by the way. I was surprised that people will actually pay money to cook their own food at a restaurant.
So we went to this, I think it was called a Japanese barbecue place. Uh-huh. It's one of these kind of like a fondue place. They got a little cooker in the middle of the table. And they brought out some, you know, like the dork tray where, you know, just people who don't know what they're doing, mm-hmm. You know, order this tray.
The newbie tray, yeah.
Yeah, we got some chicken, some beef, and some shrimp. And
yes.
Ian was just flabbergasted.
You went to barbecue at an Asian restaurant.
It wasn't barbecue. We had to cook it ourselves in the middle.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I
pay an upcharge for that when I go to a Korean restaurant.
It was delicious. The meat was the beef was awesome. I think it was Kobe beef, and it was really, really good. But Ian just couldn't get beyond the fact that he was charged so much for having to cook his own food.
It was outrageous to me, and that was. But the place was busy, so clearly.
Well, sometimes it's fun to like sit there and be, you know.
That's cool, but
you
can get your own grill at home and cook all the food you want for a fraction of the price. I mean, we're talking about, you know, $40 for a what? I don't know if you barely qualified as a meal because you don't get to take anything home.
wasn't much, and that's part of the reason, right? Like, yeah. So you're slow because you have to cook it. You're slowed down, so you don't get as many calories.
Right. I mean, I was full, no doubt about it. I was full by the end of the meal, but, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you pay $20 for a meal, you expect maybe to have something to take home afterwards, but no, not in this case. And you have to do all the damn work. Well, at least they didn't make us do the dishes. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments here remain. Actually, I'm wrong about that. We've got one more thing to go. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything here. That is the point of the program. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. So still 30 minutes remaining for you to get involved here and get your thoughts on the air about what you want, whether you want to comment on the man who set himself on fire, committed suicide by self-immolating in front of the courthouse in Keene, New Hampshire. It's hitting national, probably international news, which it should, because people need to know about this. It's not something that is just going to be washed away, as I blogged about over at freekeen.com. As I was leaving the courthouse the other day, they were painting over it. Now, it was early in the morning that they'd come out with a scrub brush and a hose, and they were trying to do their best to remove the stain of the scorch from the sidewalk in front of the courthouse, and that didn't work. I mean, it did remove some of it to some extent, but I did take a photo of the courthouse step there, just to preserve what this actually looked like, because I knew that they were going to do something to get rid of it, and they acted as fast as they could. They had that thing gone by mid-afternoon.
It's a good thing he died, because he might have been arrested, as the other activists had, for, like, chalking.
Yeah, I suppose they could have been arrested for some sort of a vandalism charge. That's a possibility, or graffiti. Mm. But he was already looking at a lifetime in jail, because that's the reason why he killed himself, was because he didn't want to go to jail, and I don't blame him for that. Jail is not a fun place.
He didn't kill himself over the jail, and he didn't kill himself over the money. He killed himself over the injustice. That's
over a series of years.
His life had gone to crap as a result of the state depriving him of his rightful property.
I don't disagree, but any of these things, he said in his letter that, you know, the $2,000, it's really not that much money. I could make a couple of phone calls. I could get the money. I wouldn't have to go to jail. That's not the issue. The issue is, and I agree with what you're saying. His life was turned to crap, but it's the injustice is what turned it to crap, not the money. He could have paid that if he had to, not the going to jail. He was a Vietnam War vet. He could have handled that. The issue was, you know, that what he thought he had fought for wasn't there. It was a lie.
Right. And here we are in the state of New Hampshire, which, you know, the reason New Hampshire
I'm not
chosen,
in the state of New Hampshire. I'm in the Shire.
Yes, we are in the Shire. Yeah. So, but the state of New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project to locate.
Geographic, the physical geographic location. The state is a concept. You have to be careful with the words that you use, Michelle, because the term state, to a lot of people, does suggest geography. But the term state actually means the group of men and women calling themselves the state, this violent, coercive society.
I stand corrected, and I was referring to the geographical area where a community has been built upon the idea of liberty, and the motto "Live Free or Die" is, you know, impregnant throughout the generations of people that have lived here. The irony,
he references it in his letter, by the way.
The irony is that people are willing to call him crazy for living by the very motto of the place where he lives.
He
if he can't live freely, then there's no point.
He says that the old general, referring to John Stark, who had the quote, "Live free or die, death is not the worst of evils," that perhaps death isn't the worst of evils. That's what he says.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's not because he wasn't willing to make payments. He had been making payments. He just didn't have a job. So he couldn't make payments.
It's hard, I would imagine, for a guy to make payments on kids he can't see.
There's that, too. But he was making the payments, okay? He was doing that, and he could see his kids, just not unsupervised. You see?
Mm.
So he wasn't able to actually be the dad that he wanted to be. He was hobbled dad. He was daddy who could only, come around when he was told he could come around, and under the certain circumstances in which he could come around, instead of just having, a certain split with his wife where he gets the kids sometimes for unsupervised.
This happened in 2001, right?
The divorce began. That's when the process began.
And the little girl was 4.
Correct. She's about 14 nowadays.
She's 14 or 15. I mean,
and at age 11, the kids can just determine where they want to live.
You would, perhaps that's the case. I couldn't say. I mean, maybe she was old enough for that. I don't know which. I don't know what.
11's been the standard age for a long time.
You'd think at 14 or 15 she is now, that it just wouldn't. Just 3 more years. I just don't. What difference does it make? That's the level of upset this guy
had. He didn't want to go to jail, dude.
He was looking at being in jail.
Yes, he would have had to have gone to jail. If he went into that courtroom and he didn't have $3,000 or whatever the total amount was, it was around $2,000 to $3,000. If he didn't have that money, they're going to put him in jail. That's what they do to people. We had Russell Canning, who was here. He's a.
I'm not saying that they're not willing to put somebody in jail.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that he didn't have to go. He had friends that would give him the money.
He said so himself.
Read the letter.
Okay, well, I've read most of it. I didn't read the whole damn thing.
It's in the front.
It's huge. It's a huge letter.
Okay, so he was willing. So people were willing to put up the money for him. So, Mark, if you don't think it's that he didn't want to go to jail and because he didn't have to go to jail, why do you think that he committed suicide?
Because he was upset at the injustice.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, but he's been aggressed against for a decade. So it was a period of injustice. It was continuing injustice. But he was upset mostly because he couldn't see his kids on an unsupervised basis.
But I'm saying that would end in 3 years. I don't know. I mean, I feel this guy was clearly backed into a mental corner here.
Right.
And a person can be driven insane by outside situations.
Yes.
And
maybe he didn't want to owe his friends money, Maybe that was the thing. Maybe he was too proud to take his friend's life.
Maybe he had been a soldier, for a long time, and then he'd been a parent, and he'd been fighting a good fight, and maybe he thought that the best way to get this issue brought to the forefront of people's minds and discussed was to sacrifice himself.
Well, we certainly wouldn't have been talking about this otherwise, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder if this was the guy that we talked to a long time ago, the guy who called in to say that he was protesting the court system here in New Hampshire.
We did have a guy call in, said he was in Troy, said he was protesting for father's rights, that kind of thing.
Right, out on the side of the road in the middle of the winter. This guy was out there all day long. He was out there for like an 8-hour day in the middle of the brittle cold winter here in New Hampshire protesting this court, this horrifically inhumane court system that drives people to immolate themselves. So, anyway, all the details on that are over at freekeen.com. You can also, as I mentioned, you can just Google Thomas James Ball, and Freekeen is the first result. So that'll get you right to the information.
We had the one guy call in and talk about, father's rights and things. And as you know, I was divorced, and my then-husband and I agreed to what would, how we should raise the kids and what he would be responsible for and what I would be and how often I'd take the kids over to Europe to see him and how much money he was going to give me, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's nice that you were able to do that because nobody called the police in your case.
Well, we were able to do that until he got an attorney and decided that he wanted to go ahead and make me pay for some things that he, you know, he thought I should pay for. And so he was going to use the state, which he did. And then he was able to hire a psychiatrist to try to have me declared incompetent, et cetera. And all of that backfired. Not only did he not get custody, but the state told my husband then that he could have 2 weeks of supervised visitation a year in the town in which we reside. Right. And, you know, all these things. And I just looked at him the whole time saying,
why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Ron is listening in Delaware to WGMD FM. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
All right, look, I got a bad situation to talk to you about a hearing that took place here in the state of Delaware.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, here's what happened. Back in 1994, I was a truck driver for 30-some years. I received an award from a company for my injuries. My spine was snapped in three places. On top of that, I received a large sum of money back from a disability pension because I couldn't work no more. At the time, I was married for 24 years. I had a son that was 23 years old. Both my wife and son were, well, my son started first, taking every dime of my money. I helped him with houses. He put liens against him. He sold them. He burned everything out. He had a, I helped him with a trucking company. He put a, almost $1,200,000 a year he was grossing with this company. I never got a penny back out of it. I put my wife into a daycare. I put $110,000 into a daycare that she wanted to start opening and start, you know, getting kids in there. I did all this for her, and when the bottom line came down to it, we wound up going to court after 38 years of marriage. She went into the court in the Dover, Delaware family court on falsified paperwork in there, signed by her, dated by her, cashed by her checks. She told the judge, I never had an accident. The judge said, well, that's okay. We don't want
to hear that. Ron, stick with us. We'll bring you back to tell the rest of your story here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. Nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Now moments remain, and you can take control here in the remaining moments at 800-259-9231. You may bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231 joining you tonight. It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
By the way, you can join us on our website. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. We take that in, reinvest it, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board from around the world, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you get signed up, by the way, with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Don't miss the SACL CAI Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. You can get your drink on and play some cornhole, which I've never played before, so maybe I'll give that a try.
It's a beanbag game.
The Fun Compound will be... Well, does it require skill?
Yes, a great deal.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that. Not sure how that's going to go for me.
I have a really hard time taking that anything seriously that's being cornhole. Mm-hmm.
The Fun Compound will be the home of Fixed Brewing. You can get your custom limited run Porkfest commemorative beer mug and fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the Sticky Porcupine, Molotov Hefe, or even the gluten-free. That's with two threes. Also featuring the Agorist Drinking Fountain. Wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary. Chill out with a nice cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. And get your lady where she's trying to go every time with the tall El Osborne. Named after, of course, Jason Osborne, who's putting the SACL CAI Fun Compound tent together. Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. And knowing Jason Osborne, that is not a boast. That is the truth. The SACL CAI Fun Compound. Liquor in the front, cornhole in the rear. As we go back to Ron, listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Ron, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us your story about how you apparently were in some sort of an accident, given a fairly large settlement, and then after that, your family apparently took you for a ride.
That's it. And not only that, the judge. This judge was unbelievable. I paid a lawyer to go with me. He never even showed up at the hearing, and... the judge didn't even care. Told that everything I did, I opened a daycare, put $100,000 in there. I even had IRS papers there. She blew it off the table, didn't even want to be bothered with it. I told her my wife owed me $110,000. That was the agreement that when she sold the daycare, I was going to get my money back.
Did you have anything in writing?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Was anything written down?
Well, on the tax papers it was.
But there, no. Was there an agreement between you and her beyond just verbal?
No. Oops. Oh, yeah, verbal, yeah.
No, but that was it. All you had was her verbal agreement.
Yes. Yeah, that if it ever got sold, I'd get my money back for helping her build the daycare up.
It's tough. I mean, these verbal agreements. This is how you do business in a house. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
You don't do
between spouses.
You don't write everything down.
Yeah.
But when it comes to large amounts of money like this, you totally get it. I mean, you would think the judge would say, well, yeah, he put $110,000 into this. He should get $110,000 out or something like that. That seems fair to me. And a person whose job it is to arbitrate, disputes would think they would act in a fair fashion.
Well, she wouldn't let this form that this lawyer was supposed to fill out, called an R-52 or something. He never even sent it in. When I called him about the paperwork, he said, "You want your paperwork? Make an appointment. Come over and get it."
So, are you on good terms with either your ex-wife or your son at this point?
No. No.
How could he be? I mean, they took him for a ride and they screwed him over. And, you know, it's just so sad because you're right. You're with somebody, you trust them, you've committed your life to them, and you believe that they're going to stay with you, and then all of a sudden they just decide to ruin the relationship over some money. It's just so sad.
She told the judge, "I had nothing to do with anything, that her and her son did the whole thing." And the judge said, "Oh, okay." And in a court of Delaware, when you bring paperwork in, they give you a paper, and it says when they're positive, you are not allowed to bring any false document or any type of paperwork in here. If you do, you're automatically disqualified. Well, she bought a load of checks in there that were made out to her, cashed by her, signed by her, and she did it all.
So she committed fraud. She committed fraud. Yeah.
She perjured herself like 50 times in the courtroom. She told the judge, "This man that was never operated on, I've been with him for 30-some years. He never had an operation."
You know, you hear Ian and Mark and I and anyone else that co-hosts and people in this community talk about voluntarism and how, you know, we believe that people ought to be free to do whatever they want as long as they don't, initiate force or aggression against people, and part of that is fraud.
And fraud counts as that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, within our community, there are a couple different things that would happen to that person. One, and I think a very powerful tool, is that she and your son would be ostracized, and pretty soon they wouldn't have anyone to do business with. So those weak hands, I know it may not be much consolation to you right now, but those kind of weak hands, they're not going to survive in the business world because they're going to cheat other people too.
So, I mean, the one thing that I can take away from this, and that maybe listeners want to take away from this, is even if you love the person you're getting into business with, maybe some sort of a written witnessed agreement would be useful.
Right.
Because even if it's just written, it could still be claimed to be forged. So maybe if you're dealing with large sums of money and it's a big deal if you lose that money, if it's a couple of grand and that's no big deal to you, then whatever. But if it's something that's going to be important to you, then take whatever.
The larger the amount, the more likely you should have some kind of written documentation.
Right.
Witness it by a lawyer or something like that, or a notary or something.
For the very least.
I had a lawyer. He never showed up. I paid him. He never showed up. He never sent the paperwork in. He never did nothing.
Maybe she paid him more or something like that.
I don't know. I really don't know. But this was some kind of conspiracy between these three. I mean,
they just
screwed me over the court. I was told, "I ain't allowed to talk. Don't you say nothing. You sit down." And I'm like, "Well, where the hell's my civil rights at this? I ain't allowed to do nothing." I even had a female cop come over and threaten me right in the courtroom.
Incredible.
I was the only man in there. My wife was in there, female. Her lawyer, female. The judge, female.
You don't hate
female.
Women now, do you? Hold on there, Ron. You don't hate women
now. I'm just telling you. And the three cops in there were all females.
Well, that sounds like a coincidence to me. The state will roll over right over top of you anyway, just because that's what they, you know, that's what they do. But I'm sorry to hear your story, and I thank you for telling it tonight, and hopefully it'll be instructive to those who get into similar situations. And I thank you, Ron, for the call. And sorry, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was recently on Lou Rockwell.
LouRockwell.com, one of the most popular liberty-oriented sites out there.
Yeah, and there was a disturbing post on there about Forex.com. According to some Dodd-Frank Act enacted by Congress, it's going to ban U.S. residents from trading over-the-counter precious metals.
Oh, dear.
And it's going to go into effect Friday, July 15th, 2011.
Now, what is this called again?
The Dodd-Frank Act, D-O-D-D.
And you're saying this has passed? This has already been signed into law by the president?
Yeah, it was signed into law in 2010, but that specific provision isn't taking effect, I guess, until July 15th, 2011.
Well, then don't trade over the counter. Come to Porkfest and just trade over this little blanket.
So you're suggesting, totally, though, that this is going to make it illegal to do any business in gold and silver?
I don't think so. I'm actually not really clear on it because I don't know much about Forex or how it works.
From what I understand, over the counter as opposed to paper exchange. So it's one thing if you have stock certificates for gold or silver, but it's another thing if you take possession of the actual.
So meaning I can't go down to the pawn shop and sell gold and silver? Is that the suggestion here?
It might be. I'm not even sure. I tried calling Midas Resources, and they had no clue about it. So I'm just.
Where did you get this info?
This is on lewrockwell.com.
I see. Okay.
Under new, the title of the blog is New Metals Trading Restrictions is the article title. But, you know, I don't know anything about this. Perhaps maybe your listeners can call in and give their two cents because I'm not familiar with all of this financial.
According to the blog post here, it's, let's see, a notice that came in the mail from a Forex broker. Apparently it's illegal to trade currencies against precious metals now. So I don't know what that means to trade a currency against a precious metal. From Forex.com, quote, we wanted to make you aware of some upcoming changes to their product offering. As a result of the Dodd-Frank Act enabled by U.S. Congress, a new regulation prohibiting U.S. residents from trading over-the-counter precious metals, including gold and silver, will go into effect Friday, July 15th. In conjunction with this new regulation, Forex.com must discontinue metals trading for U.S. residents on Friday, July 15th at the close of trading at 5 p.m. Eastern. As a result, all open metals positions must be closed by July 15th, 2011. So that's too much tradesy news. Like, Michelle, you used to do trading. Does that mean anything to you?
I trade funds, and so, no, it doesn't really trade. It doesn't mean much to me, for one thing, because I get my silver placed into my hand, you know?
That's
so I don't trade currencies.
But what does it mean to trade over-the-counter precious metals? I guess that's the ultimate question here. What does that legally mean? I don't even know what that means in common terms.
It doesn't mean anything to me as long as somebody will sell it to me. That's all that matters
to me. I still plan on buying gold and silver, so I guess we'll see
what happens. FreeTalkLive.com.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.